Okay, so another Shaila from the third volume of the Tshuvos Minchas Asher, my pre-Pesach reading for this year. So he got the following Shaila from his son-in-law, which, well, I think the answer is obvious. Some of the points that emerge from analyzing this question are important just to remember as we go into Pesach. He was asked, if someone has his child visiting from Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Laretz, so then, according to the position of Shulchan Aruch, that person on the child, the Israeli, on the second day of Yom Tov, doesn't have to keep the full Yom Tov. Way Shulchan Aruch Paskin says he isn't allowed to do Malacha because of Chumra Makom Shiyatsu Misham. Possibly, according to the Taz, he doesn't even have an Isra Malacha unless it's in public. Whatever you think, Maker Adin, he's not keeping Yom Tov Midin Yom Tov, and therefore, when it comes to the second Seder, he's not really a Bar Chiyuva. But let's say he comes to his father's Seder, as often happens, right? Your kids are in, they're in with their family. Can you be Mekayim your mitzvah of Higata Labincha if the child, if the Ben, who's asking the questions, who's talking with you at the Seder, is not Chayiv in the mitzvah because it's not Yom Tov, it's not the Seder for him? That was the question that was asked to Rav Asher Weiss. Now, his son-in-law suggested to him that it would depend on the following question. All right, he said, maybe it depends on the question of why exactly do you need that the child should ask the question. Is it that that's just the process, right? The process of telling the story has to be with question and answers. It doesn't really matter who asked the question. He has a little complicating factor of what if your wife would ask instead, and gets into the question of whether women are fully chayiv in Sipur Yisrael, which they seemingly are. I'm going to leave that aside. So he said, if it's just about the process of asking questions, so maybe you would say, so it doesn't matter whether the child is obligated in the mitzvah or not. The point is that when the father's mekayim his mitzvah, it has to be done in the structure of question and answer. It doesn't matter whether the person asking the question is chayiv in the mitzvah or not. On the other hand, maybe you would say that the mitzvah is not just to tell the story through question and answer, but is to give over the story, is to tell over the story to someone else who is obligated to learn about the story. And it's that process of giving over the story that's important. And therefore, the person you have to give it over to also has to be obligated. Now, Rav Asher Weiss notes that the simple answer to this question is?
No.
What?
I thought if there's no one there, you ask yourself.
Right, so, and therefore, it shouldn't matter, right? Now, there's a better proof, which is, right, it's not just that you ask yourself, because yourself, you're chayev. But who is the classic person you're educating at the Seder? Your children, including under bar mitzvah children. And not only your kids under bar mitzvah, but not even the kids who are gil l'chinuch. We know that the whole mitzvah of Seder night is, right, lefi, daito shoben, of the malamdo, unlike other mitzvot, where we wait until the child really understands, right? We don't give a child a lulav until he's whatever, 6, 7. We don't put on tefillin until you're almost bar mitzvah, or maybe until you're bar mitzvah itself. Here, as soon as the child understands anything, we start teaching him. That is the message of the Arbabanim, that there's at least one child, the child she'ino yo lishol, that seems to be so young that if you tell them the story, they'll understand. But there may be, what, 3, 4? I mean, the whole mitzvah of Seder night, uniquely, is about telling your children, even if they're not bari chinuch, even if they're not people you normally educate. So Rav Asher says it seems to be obvious that uniquely on this night, it doesn't matter whether your child is obligated or not. This is a unique night where we educate not because of a formal mitzvah of chinuch, but because we give over to anybody who can understand. Now, Rav Asher notes that if your child understands nothing, so then you can't be mekayim the mitzvah. And we understand that, right? Most people, even though they keep up their 3, 4-year-olds for the Seder for a little bit to say the Manishtana and say Ava Demayinu or something like that, they don't keep up their 1-year-old. They let their 1-year-old go to sleep. Because we all understand that there's a certain age where even, right, lower than chinuch, they don't understand anything. But once your kids begin to be verbal, we know they get a little bit of the story, and that is the mitzvah. And Rav Asher notes that this is especially true because he believes that on Seder night, there's actually 2 mitzvahs. There's the general mitzvah of telling the story, But then there's a special halacha, a unique halacha of telling over the mitzvah to your children, right? In addition to the general mitzvah of talking and educating everybody, there's a special mitzvah to your children of all ages. And therefore, he thinks for sure that special mitzvah applies. Even if your child is a Ben Eretz Yisrael, happens to be in Chutz Lars and isn't celebrating the Seder, you have a special mitzvah to educate your children, whether they're obligated or not. And the last thing he notes on that regard is that there are Rishonim who think, such as the Rashbats and others, that really the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim applies all year long. It's a mitzvah all year long, it's just not obligatory. On Seder night, it's obligatory. He said, if that's true, then for sure, even if your son is a Ben Eretz Yisrael, tonight's not the Seder, we know the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, in some form exists the whole year. So it may not be Seder night for him, but it's still Pesach, it's still a night during the year. And for all those reasons, Rav Asher says it doesn't matter whether your child, your adult child from Eretz Yisrael, or your little child who's 2-3 years old, whether he's technically a bar chiyuv in mitzvos, because Seder night is about educating, and specifically educating your children, regardless of what stage of life they're in, he thinks that for sure you are mekayim the mitzvah, when your child is sitting there at the Seder, and you are teaching him about the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim.